The keynote speech at Cornwall Works Wise Awards 2012 has been performed by Angus Gray, the head of ESF division in the Department of Work and Pensions. Now, you've come down to see what's been happening in Cornwall. What is your thoughts on the amount of and the range of work that's been going on with the project?
I think there are a number of innovative aspects to what's happening in Cornwall, which are interesting for potential wider application. The first is the whole idea of Cornwall Works, which is a genuine embedding of partnership working to really make everything fit together well for Cornwall. And the second is what they do on higher education, which is unique in Cornwall delivered through the combined universities of Cornwall, where Cornwall clearly has specific needs here, but I'm always interested to learn why they're doing something different and what difference it's making.
Just give me examples of the sort of things you can take back up the line to inspire people to do things differently across Britain.
Actually, what is making the real difference is the way of working, and actually figuring out what the magic there is quite difficult. But I'm going to both listen to everything that's being said today and talk to some of the individuals to try and really understand what it is that has made the difference that's enabled them to work so closely together. Sometimes it will be particularly inspirational individuals, sometimes it will be history. I think one of the things that actually Cornwall has, not uniquely in England, but actually probably more so than many other places, is a real sense of place. And it feels like everyone here feels that kind of connection and ownership of making stuff work in Cornwall, which has made it easier to bring some of those partners together.
Now, in your speech, you talked about the huge burden of that amount of money that you have to deal with, and you know, whether you wake up at night dreaming about, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Is it quite refreshing to hear the individual stories of how this filters down?
Yes, absolutely. That's the real benefit of coming to events like this, because otherwise my life is a succession of discussions around rather dry subjects like audit and new regulations in Brussels and so on. Whereas clearly I know that the programme's all about helping individuals, but being reminded in very clear terms that that's what it's about, seeing some of the individuals and hearing some of their stories, is really brings it home that this is more than just a bureaucratic process.
So funding is a continuing and a growing challenge across Europe. What is the chance of Cornwall being able to do this for the next 5 years, the next 10 years?
Well, clearly there's a long way to go with the budget negotiations in Brussels, but my expectation is that England as a whole will have slightly less for the next 7-year programme than it does at the moment, but actually we'll still have a sizeable amount of money, and within that Cornwall will get more because of its relative GDP compared to other regions in Europe. So ESF will still be able to make a genuine difference in Cornwall.